From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mid-Hudson News is reporting representatives of Bard College have filed a complaint with the Enforcement Division of the New York State Board of Elections against the Dutchess County Board of Elections. The action was taken to protest, and I quote, the repeated violations of the New York State and federal constitutions and state and federal statutes and regulations related to equal protection, the right to vote, youth voting rights, disability accessibility, and election law that have occurred and continue to take place in District 5 in the town of Red Hook, end quote. In its complaint, the college outlines what it says is a pattern of discrimination and malfeasance by the county board that includes understaffing and under-equipping the polling site at the Bertelsmann Campus Center at Bard, as well as repeated alleged actions that violate the rights of voters with disabilities. The college specifically named Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Haight, whose, and I quote, actions represent everything that is wrong with how elections are carried out in many parts of the United States, end quote. Haight said, and I quote, the Bard complaint is without merit. The Board of Elections complies with the election law, especially as it relates to minimum inspector requirements per election district, end quote. You can read this full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. State Republican headquarters in Albany served as the center of a questionable petitioning effort that has sparked a call for a criminal investigation. The petitioning focused on statewide Republican candidates looking to run on an additional ballot line in the November election by reviving the State Independence Party. This spring, the GOP attempted a massive petitioning effort, spearheaded in part by the Republican gubernatorial campaign of U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin of Long Island. A spokesperson for the state Republican Party, Jessica Proud, confirmed that signed Independence Party petitions were dropped at their party headquarters on State Street in Albany and bound in volumes at the party office before being submitted to the State Board of Elections by the May 31st deadline. Of the 52,000 photocopied signatures submitted, more than 11,000 were found by the Board of Elections to be Xerox copies of other original signatures within those same records. The copied pages were interspersed in a way that led some election experts to conclude their inclusion may have been intentional, possibly to inflate the number of signatures to exceed the new threshold of 45,000 valid signatures for state parties to gain ballot access. Proud claimed the inclusion of the copied signatures was inadvertent. She confirmed signatures were bound into volumes at GOP headquarters in Albany, where she said more than 20 volunteers, interns, and staff were, and I quote, frantically pulling together the hundreds of pages and signatures, end quote, at the last minute. Proud said, and I quote, the mistake was acknowledged and the Board of Elections' decision to rule the petitions invalid was accepted with no further action taken, end quote. She declined to identify the specific individuals involved in binding the petitions at GOP headquarters. In July, the State Board of Elections found that more than 12,800 signatures submitted were invalid, including more than 11,000 that had been photocopied. With about 39,000 remaining, Zeldin and other statewide Republicans fell roughly 6,000 short of gaining an Independence Party ballot line. In the past, the Independence line has helped sway some close elections for GOP candidates. Democrat State Senator Zelnor Myrie, chair of the Senate's Election Committee, recently wrote a letter asking Albany County District Attorney David Soares to investigate the Independence Party petitioning effort. Myrie alleged, and I quote, it is clear the Zeldin campaign perpetuated a fraud, end quote. Soares' office said they are reviewing the matter. And you can read the full story at timesunion.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New York law enforcement officials this week will increase patrols in an effort to reduce speeding and other traffic safety violations. Governor Kathy Hochul's office said the crackdown on speeding began Sunday, August 14th, and will continue through the 21st. Hochul said, and I quote, "There are countless risks and tragic consequences to speeding, and I want all New Yorkers to be mindful of the speed limits in your area. This enforcement campaign will be crucial not only to catch speeders, but also to encourage all drivers to maintain safe speeds on our roadways. And I encourage all New Yorkers to take your time and get to your destination safely." End quote. During Speed Awareness Week in 2021, law enforcement issued 23,087 tickets for speeding, as well as 32,170 tickets for other violations, such as impaired or distracted driving. A report from the Institute for Traffic Safety Management and Research at the Rockefeller College and University at Albany found unsafe speed as a factor in 353 fatal crashes in 2021 and 317 crashes in 2020. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, town meetings, community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.